Following is a true story that was shared with me by a friend on Monday of this week. A young couple was at Children's Hospital with their young child, awaiting the results of the surgery. A friend of the father's texted his friend and simply said, "I will be downstairs for an hour. There is a hug waiting for you." And he did it because he did not want the attention to be about him or the father of the child having to worry about what it is that he might need to say or how to be with his friend. This evening, I'm going to ask you, us who sit in this pew for the next moments, to do exactly that as people come forward, to name a member of their family, friends, relatives that are deceased. I'm going to ask you to say, "I have a prayer for you." Not to choose everyone who walks forward, but maybe choose one or two people and take a moment to just simply pray for them. You may know them, you may not, that doesn't matter. But to simply do that as part of our prayer as we sit here this evening. And at the end of the Mass, if you wish, you might simply say to them, "I prayed for you," as you shared the name. Or, if they feel comfortable enough, you might also hug them, if they're willing to accept that hug. Because in doing that, we are what we are called to be. We are called to be church. And we are called to live out exactly what Jesus said in the gospel tonight. To love our neighbor. Each and every one of us who sit here tonight, our neighbor of one another. And by that prayer, by that hug, we are saying to them, we love them. Let that be a part of your prayer as we now begin our litany of saints.